Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Listen, listen, watch, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
Now the high slot feed broken up. Marchand, left wing out at center right. Chips ahead for Pastrnak. He will lock it in. Drop it for Bergeron. Who scores? Of course, Bergeron playing in his 1,000th game is going to seal this one. His second of the night to give the Bruins a 3-1 lead.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich tomorrow night. Or tomorrow afternoon, early evening, we will have the Pucks and Paddles brought to you by Patrice Bergeron and yours truly here at the Toucher and Rich Show. Ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children and Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. And general admission tickets are just $50, and you'll be mingling around with the players as they are not on a stage. They are playing ping pong, so there's several ping pong tables around Royale. And you can buy tickets at 98.5thesportshub.com. Again, that is tomorrow, so I would get your tickets today in case there's a huge sellout.
Mm-hmm.
In case everyone sells out the whole dang thing. Billy Jaffe.
Morning.
Now, are you going to be at this thing finally?
Turns out, no. They have enough players.
Well, yeah, no one wants you to play. You wouldn't make any money. But are you going to be there covering the whole dang thing?
Nope.
So you just give me a home?
Maybe. I don't know. I
Billy, come on. Show some support.
Oh, I've supported. No, I'm. I've got actually a shoot tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then,
I know Playgirl is a priority for you.
But it is. You know, it pays well.
You can somehow find it in you.
How are you guys livers? I want to know that after a week in Atlanta. I haven't talked to you guys in 2 weeks.
We are not lightweights. Like some people at the station who, after 10 hours of sleep, still look banged up.
It was a victory.
You know what? I gave Felger crap, but then I found out. I mean, the guy went hard. So I'm not going to give him
any crap. I didn't hear that.
What's that?
No, I heard that was the opposite of that.
No, I heard he went hard that night.
When? Which night?
Okay, so Tuesday night, I went out with a bunch of my friends, and apparently Felger went out with Maz and Big Jim Murray.
I've seen the two of them up for Winter Classic.
Every year.
Oh, and I heard they went pretty hard at the Winter Classic.
They sure did.
Okay, when Jim Murray takes you out, you go hard.
Okay.
And apparently...
Have you been out with them?
No. But he told me what what everyone was doing.
Where did he take him in Atlanta?
Well, he took him to... I missed him at the Claremont by about 30 minutes. So I was there before there.
Good spot.
Without a doubt. And then there were other bars that Jim, when he lived there, had opened before I'd... Or after I'd moved. So I don't know the other places. But they were out pretty late. But my whole thing is that, you know, Fred and I went out. And Fred went out almost every night.
I went out every night.
So, but that night specifically, I was out till about 12:30. Mm-hmm. And we got so banged up that one of the guys I was with said, "Can I just stay at your hotel room?" I'm like, "Sure." So, and I was up at 3. We did the whole show and went like a champ. And Felger had 10 hours of rest.
See,
I've still looked like a truck at him.
See, I heard that Felger basically eats lettuce and pops diet pills.
Well, that doesn't help. I think that part of it definitely
isn't
the best.
Like, he's, like, obsessed with his weight, is what I've been told. So any amount of alcohol. By the way, I'm being told in my ear that it was a light beer evening for him. And then
you should see the Fuppets that Hardy did. It was actually pretty funny because it was Big Jim saying you can't switch and do brown alcohol after 2 Miller Lights, and that's apparently what he did.
Okay, Jim told me something different.
What are you, 5? Like, don't mix alcohol.
Beer before liquor, never sicker.
Alcohol's alcohol. If you're drinking light beer and then you come home hungover, that's on you eating lettuce and taking diet pills.
I've done beer before liquor a million times.
Yeah.
That's the progression. Is always
that way.
Beer. Yes, always that way. Because you're drinking beer in the hopes of not getting drunk before where you're going.
There's always that one moment, though, when you're in one of those runs, right, where you say, well, you're about to do that next drink that you say, at least for me, internally, I'm like, this one's going to get me.
This is the one.
This is right. Yeah. Right here.
You can feel the ramp. The engine's revving.
Something changes internally. You know, I want to know, did it feel good being back in Atlanta for you guys?
Yes, I had a great time.
It didn't look the same, but I ate like a pig. I mean, the restaurants there, like, I mean, the Southern food, the barbecue, yeah. I mean, the Waffle House. I ate like a pig.
The Waffle House.
Pig.
Honestly, I never liked the Waffle House.
It was disappointing. Because it's the first time.
Their hash browns.
I've ate there sober.
Their hash browns are the best. Literally.
You did that?
Yeah, we ate there one morning sober, and it was.
Why not?
Because I recalled it being good.
Drunk.
I know. the one in Buckhead, that was, I just remember the glory
right next
days.
To that old, that place, that Cougar Bar?
Yeah.
Dance
Johnny's
place?
Hideaway.
Johnny's Hideaway.
No. This was
I almost
the one,
went to Johnny's Hideaway.
This is the one across from Crystal. I've never been to Johnny's Hideaway.
Oh, it's great.
I went once for 8 minutes and I ran. I ran out of there. It scared me. Those cougars had their fangs out for everybody.
Oh, yeah. The average age is, I mean, everyone's like close to 60. And it's like all the ones, it's like people have been divorced once or twice, all trying to hook up.
Yeah.
But it's become kind of the cool place to go. Because it's like, I'm not kidding you. It's kind of become like an ironic, fun place to go, and now young people are coming, which probably means it's ruined by now.
Yeah, because wouldn't it be fun to like go out and like bang a 60-year-old like one time?
There's a couple of places in Boston that Wallet can recommend.
I can stay home in a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. There's 60-year-old women that can be very attractive.
And you know, there's no baggage either. They don't want you in their life.
Well,
they're 60. They got their life.
Physical baggage.
Okay.
But
I mean,
wouldn't there be something to be said about that? I wish I would have done that when I was younger. I wish I would have.
You should have gone to Johnny's, which I thought was next to the Waffle House that you were referring to.
No, the Waffle House I'm referring to is across from Crystal. The Buckhead Crystal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I'm glad you guys had a good time. I heard you a bit, but I was really concerned about your livers. I know you guys can recover. I understand that, but your home is old home.
We're rallying champs, my friend. Well, rallying champs.
I would go meet my friends at 3 p.m. and be home by 8:30.
Well, that's a dip, right? You have that luxury and that necessity. You know.
I was saying Fred has developed something over the years. I mentioned this on the air the other day. It's like a blood alcohol level turkey timer. It's like this thing that goes off in him, and it's like the second he knows that things could get bad, it goes boop, and he goes, yeah. All right, I'm out, guys. All right, I'll see you later. And he's like very responsible, goes home or goes back to the hotel before things could get bad.
See, the problem with that is that the argument could be made, well, then why are you getting to that point?
Did you say the other night, you like were like, man, I can't even remember when I went to sleep. I was like, I drank so much. And then I looked down at like a text I had sent and it was 8:00.
Oh, yeah. No, I looked at the Lyft.
The Lyft. That's right. The Lyft that brought you home.
Bartenders have taught me this trick is that if you don't remember when you got home, I mean, I remember coming home. I just don't remember what time it was. Does it look at like the Uber or the Lyft? Time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Uber doesn't lie. Like, you find that immediately.
Is it true that you think that the Uber rating that you have is representative of how much of a jackass you are in real life?
No.
I this whole rating thing, I didn't even know about it until kind of recently. And then I'm like, how do you even know what your rating is? I mean, you actually
it's
find
easy
it.
To
it's easy
find
to
now.
Find on your phone.
Does it really matter? Like, can they not pick you up?
I don't think it matters.
No, I think that what they
it's
might do is pass you up. Like if you have a low Uber rating, I mean, they decide whether or not they want to pick you up.
I think it would have to be phenomenally low.
So we'll get back to Aki's side. One time I'm in a Lyft or an Uber, I don't remember, and we're having a conversation that is nothing to be it wasn't inappropriate, it wasn't ever, but the Lyft or Uber driver heard something that they didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I get an email because it was on my account saying, hey, just be aware of what you did. I'm like, what are you talking about? It was not like what are you referring? There was nothing.
Well, that's
that
interesting.
So Uber is the safe space now.
I guess and I'm as nerdy as it comes. I'm with this guy or I don't remember where I was, New York, New Jersey, or whatever. And we're talking, and whatever they heard, they took out of context. I'm like, do we say something?
Well,
no.
You should ask him for the video because everyone's just assume when you go into any kind of those like transportation things via app. Everyone's filming.
It really pissed me off.
Anything you say,
because unless you throw up or berate the driver, That's none of their business.
There was
They're
nothing
just
that
you
was
around.
Uncomfortable. There was nothing that was rude. There was nothing appropriate. We were laughing and we were this and we were that, but nothing that would have been. And I'm like,
how many times in a cab, because this was pre-Uber, but how many times in a cab have you been very physical with a young woman in terms of romantically? I mean, countless. I mean, like, every time that you pick a girl up, you know, and then you start making out, and who knows what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so unless my theory is unless you're berating the driver or you throw up, what the hell
have
else could
you
possibly do?
Have you ever thrown up in a cab?
No. I've been in a cab where somebody threw up all over it. And then when we got to where we were going, I realized I didn't have money for a tip.
That's, oh God. That's such that's like a made for TV moment, you know, somebody throwing up in a cab. I don't want to jinx my, I don't throw up, but
yeah, I'm not a big throw up.
At our 10th anniversary thing, I remember how banged up Adolfo was?
Yes.
So I was trying to do him a favor and get him home. So I called like one of these ride services and they pulled up. And Adolfo's just, I'm trying to do everything to get him into this cab. I mean, he's a big kid.
Yes.
And I'm trying to get him inside, and it's tough. And I'm like, all right, Adolfo. I finally got him in. I'm like, Adolfo, all right, what's your address? Tell him your address. And he goes, nah. I'm like, Adolfo, what's your address? And he goes, nah. I'm like, is it in your phone? And the guy goes, you need to get him out of the car. And I'm like, just please take him. And he goes, Adolfo couldn't remember his address.
Oh, God.
And so the guy made me drag him out of the car.
I'd
and my rating went down like about, I think it went down a half point. Not a half point, a tenth.
A tenth of a point is a big deal.
I went from a 4.8 to a 4.85 to a 4.80 after that.
I mean, mine's at a 4.64.
I know nothing about what my rate. I'll have to look it up just for.
No, it surprisingly can make you angry because you go, what have I done?
Right.
I'm in my
enough.
40s.
You haven't this,
I'll
you haven't that.
Up,
I'm, no, I'm saying, is that what they base it on?
Well, good.
Sometimes.
You used to not have to tip the black car drivers.
I know.
Because they got paid. You always tipped the UberX guys.
4.86. That's where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah,
I've worked my way back up.
Such a new age thing.
Yeah, well, listen.
Uber rating.
It's like your credit score.
Yeah.
It's all I got. All right. We will actually talk about hockey with
Thank you,
Jaffe, in just a moment.
Toucher.
No police were called.
And Rich.
I am somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich Nessens, Billy Jaffe in studio. And again, another reminder, Patrice Bergeron in this very show brings you the second annual ping pong tournament, pucks and paddles to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. That's tomorrow at the Royal Boston. A general admission ticket's $50. It's a great time. For more information, they serve booze there and everything else.
Mm. You guys haven't been drinking lately.
No. We have not. Not at all. By the way,
I took Monday off. For more information to buy tickets, go to 985 The Sports.
Just real quick, wrapping things up, I'm getting tweets from people who drive, and they say that if you're a 4-6 something, that's bad. They're saying that...
I don't talk. I say hello. How are you?
I don't do anything.
You know, nice.
I wonder what it is, then, because you're right. I mean,
I'm a 4.63, by the way. I've lost.
I'm tied with you.
Or lost a hundredth of a point.
We're awful people.
I wonder what you could have possibly have done to piss somebody off.
I don't care. I mean, nothing.
Well, because apparently they'll start passing you up.
No,
it'll
they
be
won't.
Tougher to get like a ride.
No, yeah, really? That $80 ride to the airport, they're going to turn it down? Yeah, okay. Yeah, good. You'll turn it down. Then I'll go to Lyft. Have fun, Uber drivers.
Does Lyft have a rating system?
They do. They have a rating system as well, from what I'm being told.
So what is where they won't pick you up? What is that at?
Because there is a rating that you can get where they cancel your account. Now, I don't know what that is.
That has to be below 4.
You would think so. But I don't know what you have to do to get your score, like to be like a 4 or 5.
Didn't you tell me your wife has like a 4 or 5?
She does. She has like a 4 or 6 something. And the reason why is because she always is bringing kids around. And the kids are yelling, and they're going, you know, one way or the other. And anytime you got a kid, and it's like, hey, can you do this with the radio? Because they want to listen to certain radio stations. And,
so she should be penalized by wanting to listen to a radio station?
I think it just becomes a little more difficult for people.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, poor driver.
And as much as I love my wife, she is one of these people that says, "I just let me out here. Like, I don't want to, you're going the wrong way, let me out. And I want to get a different
Okay, fair enough. That's a pain in the ass, but my word, like, so if I say, can you put, because I do that all the time. I go, can you put on the sports hub? There's a game on I want to listen to. Mm-hmm. So that's a big pain in the ass to them?
I never even do that. I mean, only time I ask them to do anything with the Raiders, if
you know
I'm
what,
doing,
F them.
Turn it down. please turn it down, you know. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, how dare you tell them to turn them down? You're paying $80 for a ride to the airport. Yeah, okay. I don't go a mile down the road. Uber's expensive as hell. All right. Fine, I'll just take cabs. It makes everyone happy. Or I'll go to Lyft.
I wonder if you could just like text them back and say why'd you give me a low rating?
I don't think you can. There's an you know what I'm going to start doing is giving every driver one star.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I'll start doing.
I want to see,
get their asses fired.
Are you going to see? Okay. You know what you should do? You should be as good as possible inside of all your ride shares and give everyone one stars just to see how low your rating gets.
Yeah.
Just to see how they do it, like they reciprocate.
I've never given anyone less than 5 stars in my entire time.
I haven't either.
Yeah. This is maddening.
It is.
I can see the frustration.
4.63.
By the way, my wife wants you to know that she has a 4.75 Uber.
Ah. So. Well, then why did you tell me it was so low?
I think it was lower for a while.
Kids got better is what happened. Mm-hmm. Kids finally started to grow up.
So what, everyone's just flooding her with 5 stars now?
Apparently.
She must tip
We're not
well.
Traveling with the kids
Rich,
as much.
She must tip well.
Well, that's the key.
Well, sometimes you don't remember to tip. Sometimes you get out of the car and they've made their money.
Anything under a 4, someone is telling me, it gets your account canceled.
Oh, boy. Well.
You're on your way.
I lost a, what is that? It's not a tenth of a point. I've lost a
100th.
A 100th of a point.
Yes.
All right, Billy Jaffe.
Yes. Yes, Fred Tutcher.
Hey, hey, you ready for All Eyes on You? Now that there's no Patriots.
I love it.
Everyone's saying, hey, we have two other teams that are playing right now.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I absolutely love, and I know we've talked about this before, but I love the atmosphere, the energy, the pressure that's in this city of being part of the sports. It just do. I love it. Mm-hmm. It forces the teams, it forces the management, forces ownership to all want to strive to be great. And there's an accountability thing that I think is both, I think it's unspoken, but spoken too. You know, I do. The fans speak up here. They want greatness. Does it always mean you're going to win? No, but it means that you have to at least put yourself in that position to try and do it. Now the Bruins are still a team that's under construction. And we've talked, literally, I did shows with you guys in September when we started, and we talked about it, and it still has to be massaged a bit.
Sure.
It absolutely has to. That, we'll call it the third line. They're playing fourth line minutes because of their hour. There's a fourth line right now. It has to be reimagined in some way. I don't have the answer just yet. Trade deadline's February 25th, 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Which is crazy. John made a good point off the air, is that hockey's been going on longer than the NBA, and mm-hmm. the trade deadline's very late in the season.
Yeah, 3 weeks. I think hockey season, what, 2-3 weeks before the NBA, and the trade deadline is 3 weeks later.
I think, I don't know this for a fact, Johnny, but I do think, you know, basketball, there are all these crazy trades that happen, and contracts are moved, and, you know, they take $100 million guy and they move him somewhere, and it's like no big deal, right?
Yeah.
Hockey's got this harder salary cap that I think the less cap that you have to eat later in this, meaning later in the season, so you have to absorb less, in theory, might help for big, more trades to
there's
be made.
There's too many no trade clauses, too, in
there's going to be another work stoppage, isn't there? That's what everyone's
coming
saying.
Up.
Yep.
I've talked to a couple of management people who all said to me to a word, you know, I was with a guy the other night, said there's absolutely no reason for us to have a work stoppage right now with how things are going. Mm-hmm. And I did the old kind of raise an eyebrow, and in my case, that's a big deal, raising one of these things that I got. And I said, but that usually means that, and he kind of shrugged, there shouldn't be. But yet there's going to be a few issues. But, you know, come on, these issues that we're talking about, I know escrow's a big deal to the players. You've got some other things about percentage of cap on signing bonuses and everything. It's too minutiae to get into right now, but there shouldn't be, Fred. Is there a top knot in a year and a half? Because it sucks for guys like me that make absolutely no money.
Mm-hmm. September 1st is when the players can opt out?
It can be an opener.
Okay.
So
Yeah. All right, so you believe that...
I got to hold out hope, but I don't know. But anyways, listen, you're right about no trade clauses. There are some teams have given too many of those, no question. You can always get around those when you finally go to the player. The big issue right now is that the Western Conference, which is a malaise of mediocrity in the lower half. I mean, you've got teams that suck that are 3 points out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the problem is now they're going to say, well, geez, you know what? If we make the playoffs, we make some money.
So no one's trading.
No. Maybe. Right. That could be the
You're issue. Right. There's only like just the Kings are the only ones who are out of it.
Yeah.
And that's even doable.
No, they suck. They're out of it.
No, I know. But I mean, technically, I mean, they're 6 points
out. They can kid themselves
out.
Into yeah. thinking maybe we have a chance.
Well, they've won their last two games, and they're starting, you know, they have two or three high-end talent players, but the rest
Okay, so let's talk about the, and you don't have to go crazy describing these guys. So let's say the Senators, Devils, Wings, Panthers, and Flyers are all ready to jettison players. By the way, the Hurricanes are a very annoying team. They play Duck, Duck, Goose. Have you seen that?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah,
that was
what?
Their lamest. That was their lamest celebration. I thought the Duck, Duck, Goose. I don't know why. I know they're trying to be cute, and
they're trying to be. Anytime you say adult men are trying to be cute,
I know that one. But they've had some other good celebrations. I have no issue with that end of the game celly like that down in Carolina. You're asking which teams?
Okay. So there's teams out of these teams that
see
don't
Philly
really
thinks they're still in it, Freddie.
Oh boy,
they do. They've won eight. They think that they're in it, so they're going to.
I know
go
they've won eight in a row, but
invigorated the franchise.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So take them out of the
Ottawa.
Equation.
Ottawa's the team that's got some players. I love Mark Stone. Big right shot. I'd love to get him. That would be a Boku
What
deal.
About DeZingle? I keep hearing about him.
I like
him.
Ryan DeZingle, too. I do, and it's not going to cost you as much. What they're trying to figure out in Ottawa right now is what happens with Mark Stone and Matt Duchene, two UFAs, unrestricted free agents to be. Then what do they do with Ryan DeZingle? DeZingle's the type of guy, though, younger, maybe you can get for a little bit less. Wouldn't mind him. I'd like more of a right shot, but I'm not going to argue over that type of thing as much. I love Mark Stone's game, though. Just flat out love that. Philadelphia has some interesting players. St. Louis, go looking to the West, Fred. They still think that they're in it. That's the problem.
But they're a point out of the Wild.
I would have liked
with three games in hand.
Yeah.
I'm, by the way, just staring at the standings. I mean, I'm not.
Well, you read well.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. But, so St. Louis might still see. But you see talent on these teams that could be
some.
Moved.
Yeah, Chicago, you know, now they're 3 points out because they're starting to win again near the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, but if you're Chicago, don't you? You almost have to make moves.
Well, you would think because that's going to. You got to reinvest in the youth in your team.
Right, because you've been.
Good for so long.
And you got that run, and now you're hamstrung by cap hits. I mean, it's time for them to – they have to do something. I mean, they have to jettison.
So just make it
around.
To the playoffs, especially if you're a guy – and I know there's been some rumblings that, for instance, a guy like Duncan Keith, who's had an amazing career, he's got a huge contract. He had to sign a 13-year deal. But now it goes to 22, 23 at like a $5 million cap hit, real reasonable. His game is slowing down a little bit. I mean, he's based on skating. I think he could get reinvigorated for a couple of years, go into a team that's really good again. I do. At 35, 36 years old, I do. The question becomes is he willing to do it? I think he would be if the right team came along. So, yes, they need to reinvest in their youth in Chicago. They have a lot of young people, but they got it.
Who is that, Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Duncan Keith!
That's when he's at the NHL Awards was blasted young people's names.
Yes.
Up on stage.
All right. So, finally, Billy Jaffe, I'm glad we got to go so intense into hockey during this because there's Uber drivers calling in. I gotta just take one thing.
Okay.
Because I got to know. And, Billy, you'll appreciate
okay.
it. Dennis, you're an Uber driver?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so why are Billy and I at 4.63 and Rich is at like 5 or like 7?
4.86.
Well, I'm not exactly sure about the average star rating. What I can tell you is that basically I'll rate a rider, but I won't know what the rider rated me until I've rated the rider. So I can't give you a bad rating as a retaliation.
Okay, so what in your experience would make you rate someone under 5 stars?
Frankly, the only reason I've rated someone for under 5 stars is if they've made a mess in my car.
They never do that, ever. Yeah. Or a knee freak.
Or berated you. I don't, what car have I made a mess in? Yeah.
Honestly, like, I've given over 1,500 rides, and I've given one person less than 5 stars, and that's because he was chewing tobacco and kind of spitting it all over my back.
Oh,
you
can't have that. Hey, real quick, does this impact it at all? Because sometimes, you know, I don't know with, like, Uber and Lyft, sometimes you get this thing, and it says, hey, rate your driver, tip your whatever. And I sometimes forget about that, and I come back to it two days later.
He said that he can't rate you until he has to rate you before you rate him. So he said that's off the table.
Okay.
Meaning it's like a blind rating. Like, I'll rate you, but – or let me say it this way. If the rider gives me a rating, I don't see it until I've rated the rider.
Okay.
What about the tip?
The tip, I – sometimes people tip me instantly. Sometimes it's 2 days later that I've received the tip. So, I mean, that's –
yeah, that's what I do sometimes.
Yeah, I open up the app to do my next ride. Right. It goes, hey, leave a tip for the guy
who rode three
days ago. Yeah, that'll happen.
Interesting.
I tell you, what if someone brings a roadie with them? Does that
traveler
rating?
Say that again.
Brings a roadie with them? Does that hurt the rating?
That wouldn't hurt it for me. I don't care about that.
Just don't spill it.
Well, yeah.
Just don't spill it.
I'm not an animal. All right, thank you, Dennis. We're still, it's a quandary of why Billy and I are being punished. And perhaps it's a jealousy of looks. All right, Billy Jaffe.
Hey, congrats, Patrice Bergeron. Great night, 1,000.
Yep. Even though he was handed a gift that he doesn't need.
That shows respect.
I understand.
Bruins with a great stretch coming up tonight, NBC Sports at 8 o'clock in New York City. But then back-to-back home games this weekend. Two Western Conference teams, L.A. on Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock.
It's a win.
3 o'clock. It should, but breeze of even always. And then Sunday, home against Colorado. Colorado has struggled mightily, but boy, can they score. They got one of the top lines in the National Hockey League.
And arguably the best top line in the National Hockey League. All right,
good
Billy
to see
Jaffe.
You guys.
Good to see you too.
Too long.
It has been too long. All right, so we'll be back. What are we going to talk about, Rich?
Oh, we have some trash talk from the Patriots on the duck boat. On top of that, an eyewitness to that fight that went viral yesterday.
Oh, All right. We'll hear all about that.
Hi, how are you, honey? Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Sub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch every morning. Just go to twitch.tv and search The Sports Sub. Watch the show live, or you can get the Twitch app on your phone. Rich, what is going on?
Okay, so it went viral yesterday. There was a massive fight that happened just after the parade yesterday, and it was in the North End. As a matter of fact, I was watching it, and a bunch of different outlets picked it up. Would you say there was maybe like a dozen people who were involved in it? It was like six people on six, haymakers everywhere, people being thrown to the sidewalk, and one guy looked like he was having a hard time getting up. In the end, some guy put a hood over his head and walked away as if we didn't all see his face. And there were
not 15... a good idea to get into that kind of melee when all those cameras are out.
No, without a doubt. So this thing went viral, and one question I had the entire time is, how did this all start? Because the video starts in the middle of it when guys are already throwing fists. Well, we have on the phone with us right now the guy who actually took the video and was there. His name is the one that went viral. So this is Colin. Colin, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Hey, Colin. Okay, so take us through what happened before you pressed record and what you saw and what these guys were saying and why did it all start?
So the initial thing that started it is still unclear because what you see in the video is actually like the second fight. My friend and I had been shooting time lapses at the parade and we were walking over the North End to get some food. Heard a bunch of yelling and screaming, and by the time we got there, they had kind of separated. It looked like a couple punches had been thrown. One guy had been knocked on the ground because his shirt was all dirty. But they were walking away, and the guys in the Pats jerseys wouldn't stop talking to them. They were telling them that they were pussies, fake weak, or fake tough, all this sort of stuff. And it kept going. The two guys, the guy in the white and the shirtless guy, actually got back in their car to leave. And they didn't stop talking, so they got back out of the car and then ran over. And that's where you see everything start from the video.
Okay, so when the video was over, I mean, there was a guy who looked like he went head first. Look at his body slam head first. Well, the one guy that was on the left of the screen looked like he was grabbed and almost body slammed head first into the concrete.
And then another guy got pulled down. It looked like he hit his head and then got kicked.
Yeah, so what happened to those guys?
It was weird. When I looked over, they were all struggling really hard to get up. The one guy who got kicked, the guy that you see in the far right of the video, that was on the ground on his back, the guy who was originally holding the beers, and then also the guy who went under the car, but he got up a little bit quicker because he had help. But I looked over and they could barely get up, and then I looked back the other way at the guys who were in the car because they were getting back in their car and they were trying to get out of there real quick, and there's people in the streets everywhere, so I was curious how they're going to do that. And then when I looked back, everyone was gone. So I think their friends helped them up, and they just dipped down the first side street before anybody could come. I don't know if they're afraid of the police coming, but they got out of there real quick.
Were there ever any police that you saw? I know you probably didn't stick around, but did you hear or see anybody coming around the corner and possibly looking for these guys?
No, so I did stick around, not because of the fight, but my friend and I were going to Dino's to get some subs, which was literally like right where the fight happened. So we waited in line, we got our subs, we ate at Dino's, had a table in the window. We were there for an hour, not a single cop drove by, no EMS. And I'd say around me, probably like 6 or 7 people were on the phone with 911 while it was happening. There was a lot of families, and especially the moms, they were like freaking out on the phone, telling the police that somebody was going to die if they didn't get there quickly. So I was a little bit surprised. I'm not sure if someone showed up further down the street and like they told them that everyone split, but I didn't see any response.
Well, it was probably like, oh, another fight? Okay, well, just get in line.
So you're saying the guys in the patch jerseys, in your opinion, were the aggressors?
I don't know if they were initially, but from when I showed up, when everyone had kind of cooled down, it seemed like there wasn't going to be a fight. They were the ones that were running their mouths to the other guys. And then I'm not sure if everybody in the fight knew each other. It seemed like a bunch of random people just ran in and started joining the melee.
Right, just to fight.
One of the people just hung around by himself afterwards.
So he just hung around?
He was taking a stroll.
He just hung around and he got in line at Bova's like nothing had happened.
Oh, jeez, man. When something like this blows up and nationally people are writing about it, like, has anybody contacted you from the city, like wanting to get like an account of what happened?
No. I've had reporters that are like, they told me that they talked to police to see if any arrests have been made regarding that fight. And they said no. But nobody, it's only been like media, and other sort of news outlets that have reached out to me.
All right, man. Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, that's, appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, man.
I hope you enjoyed yourself. All right. Thank you so much.
I mean, just think about that. That was the second go-round, and that was as brutal as it was.
Well, there's only two guys that were fighting all those guys. I have to say that's fairly impressive, the amount of damage they could have done.
Yeah, and then they ended up getting jacked up. Like that one guy, the one dude they body slammed into the street who went like chin first, that was the guy that I was like, oh boy, that could actually leave some damage.
Well, there was and then he was talking about the guy on the right that went down and he was having trouble getting up.
And they were kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was.
But if it was two, but the two guys took on all the guys in the patch shirts, it's a fairly impressive victory.
I guess so.
If it's 2-on-5,
it's not bad.
Those guys had fought before.
Did you ever see that famous video of the guy who was being surrounded over in kind of near where the theater district is? It was like around 2-3 in the morning, and he's getting surrounded by like 5 different guys, and he walks over to I guess where his car was, and just grabs a baseball bat, and it's 1-on-5.
Yes, I have
and
seen
the
that.
Dude takes him out of that. It's one of the most unbelievable fight videos I've ever seen.
Unfortunately, that's you're cruising for a little bit of jail time if you take out a baseball bat.
I don't remember if they had done anything to him first. Like, did they hit him first?
I don't think so.
And then he got the baseball bat? Because if that happens,
no,
is that just like
I think he saw the guys coming, pulled out the baseball bat, and that takes it to a whole new level.
I remember we used to have the guy, Eugene, on that wrote the book Fight.
Yeah, Eugene Robinson.
Yeah.
Okay. A true certified maniac.
Yeah, and so he had a story in his book about a guy that he knew where I was telling Jaffe this. He was, the guy was sitting on his car, he was drunk. And the guy that Eugene knew had to move him. Like, he was like, get off my car, get off my car. So he takes the guy and moves him off the car. The guy takes a swing. The dude that Eugene's friends with hits him. Guy falls back, hits his head, and dies.
Oh, jeez, man.
Guy had got charged with manslaughter, had to go to jail.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing this now. This is somebody just sent this to me. It's from patch.com. They said, Boston say that the end of the New England Patriots parade, which had one of the largest crowds Boston seen for a championship parade, 12 people were arrested. They said the officer said that 7 of those arrested Tuesday were under the age of 18 and that charges for at least 2 of them were alcohol related. All right. She also said 7 of the arrests were from people who lived outside of Boston. 5 adults were arrested after a brawl near the end of the parade. Tavares said the fight happened mid-afternoon after the parade had ended and didn't seem to be related to the viral video that happened on Salem Street in front of the Chrysanthemum building that's been making the rounds. Now, somebody sent me a video of a second fight that happened.
Cool.
But that looked like it was amongst like high schoolers. And it was a girl who was doing most of the fighting. Like, she just went and started beating up a bunch of the guys, and the guys started, like, kind of backing off, and she kept hitting them in the head.
That's fun.
So, I'm sure that was a
classy young lady.
An interesting day. All right, so regarding something we discussed earlier on the show, I just want to give you a couple of numbers. You ready for some stats, John?
Got my glasses on.
You ready to get...
We've already talked a little baseball while you're out of the room, so go ahead.
Get ready to embrace some stats.
Ready.
3-point shooting percentage, John. LeBron James, 35.1%. Luka from over in Dallas, the Phenom, 35.2. Bradley Beal, 35.4. Kemba Walker, 36.2. Kevin Durant, 36.6%. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler, 37%. James Harden, 37. Kawhi Leonard, 37.1. Damian Lillard, 37.2. You know who's ahead of all those guys?
Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
37.7.
Effing Smart is shooting a better 3-point percentage than Kevin Durant, James Harden, Jimmy Butler, and LeBron
Harden,
James.
My son and I watched James Harden two nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that he's even shooting 37% from three is ridiculous.
It's amazing. It's like watching a grade school basketball game where one kid is just better than everyone else, brings it up, doesn't look at anyone else because he's convinced no one else can score.
He shoots from half court.
Yeah, two steps over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just shoots from half court.
But it's not a Curry thing. It's not a Curry thing where he takes two steps and then lets it fly. I mean, he'll dribble around for about 20 seconds and then shoot it from half court.
He asks for the ball. Yes. He asks for the ball in the inbound. Yeah. He dribbles down. He holds the ball. Then he stops and shoots from half court. Yeah. I mean, it's watching him play, and it's
right.
Kobe's right. He's never going to win anything.
No.
I mean, that's something that you do in the fourth quarter. I mean, you can't play a game like that.
No. Only he does.
Yes. Every game.
27 or 28 straight games of 30 points or
that's
more.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but he chucks up
of
everything.
Of course, yes.
I've never met anyone who'd rather be MVP than win a ring more in my life than James Harden.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. You know, I guarantee he doesn't even care about winning. It's all about his own numbers.
I mean, he's got that great floater, and he's got a bunch of stuff that he can do.
He also has a head coach that has emboldened him to do this.
Yeah.
And D'Antoni basically said, we're going to give you the ball, and that's it.
Say what you will.
That is it.
Marcus Smart, a better three-point shooter this year than Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. Yeah. That's
good.
Insane.
Yeah, well, not if you watch some of these guys play. I mean, Harden is now I got to watch Harden because it's such hero ball. It's insanity.
He's averaging 37 points a game. I mean,
what's his shooting percentage?
I'm looking it up right now.
4?
No, he averages 24 shots a game. Ridiculous. He's shooting 44% from the field, 37 from three.
Well, because I mean, he's unbelievable. I mean, that floater he has is unstoppable. Unfortunately, he doesn't take it very often.
He had like 7 games in a row where he didn't have an assisted point.
Right? No,
I'm not lying to you. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
13 foul shots a game. And 24 shots a game. And believe it or not, he's averaging 8 assists a game.
He had a play.
I didn't think he passed at all.
No,
also, 5 turnovers a game.
He got fouled. He granny shot it up.
Yeah.
It went off the top of the backboard in.
Yeah. Give the ball to James and back
off.
He
did a two-handed granny shot. What are you doing?
He makes Carmelo look conservative.
That's very true.
Well, I'm obsessed with James Harden now, I apologize for my ignorance on just his style of play, but being around a lot of basketball recently, it's somewhat fascinating. You know, what they like over there is that old isolation. be back. I think I just saw Ted Johnson, and we'll see what's going on. Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Ted Johnson is entering the studio. I would imagine it's him and Bertrand and a man by the name of Hardy.
Nice tip of the cap to the listeners who I got to run into yesterday at the parade. I mean, that was between David Andrews, you know, fat guy riding on the top of the, without his shirt, on the top of the Mack truck. And RKK with the championship bling that he had around his neck with all the diamonds on it.
Meek Mill.
And the best part, though, the best part of the whole day was our entire block chanting on the duck boat that had Josh McDaniels. Nobody cared about Josh McDaniels. Everyone was chanting, Ernie, 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 which then turned into pink stripes, pink stripes. Yep. Ernie Adams was a superstar yesterday. At least on my block it
was. I'm sure he loved it.
Oh, well, he was still kind of hiding in the darkness.
He's like, people!
They found me.
Because you know, if you went to Ernie Adams, I'm sure it's an apartment. If you went to his apartment, there would be just jars of pee everywhere, like Howard Hughes.
Sure. And just like piles of notebooks. Like he couldn't leave doing his stats, so he would just like be in that.
There's like a poster with like string connecting all these.
Sure, it's like a Beautiful Mind situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Ted Johnson, hello.
Hey, how we doing, man?
Four parades for this guy and rode on the same duck boat as Brady in the first one, right?
I did. Three, actually. Three. I've been to four. Lost the first one in 96, but got to go in three. Yeah. I told you the advantages of being in the Tom Brady boat.
No, what's the advantage?
Well, you just, the ladies like to express themselves and communicate to Tom in a way that I don't think ladies communicate to, you know, the other players. So,
sure.
You know what I mean? And so that was nice. We talk about Ernie Adams, guys. I played, you know, I played for Belichick for 5 years, and Ernie was there with Bill for 5 years. And I walked by Ernie Adams for 5 years through the hallways, in the weight room, in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy, you know how you just, it's like you could, here's a guy walking down the hall. It's just you and him.
Yeah.
And we're walking down the hall.
I'm a nice man.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, some pleasantries might be exchanged. How you doing?
Right.
Good to see you.
Nothing.
Zero from Ernie Adams. Doesn't even like look up.
Yeah,
and if he does, he looks right back down.
There's some social issues with Ernie Adams.
And he probably evaluated things about you that you would never even have any idea. Like a whole notebook worth of evaluations.
So we all need to have an expose, a book about Ernie Adams someday, 20 years from now.
Oh, I'd buy it.
Just to know exactly what he does, you know?
Oh, there's going to be
we
a book.
Didn't even know, you know?
There's going to be a book that comes out, don't you worry.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be a bunch of stuff in it that you're like, whoa. All right, you guys enjoy yourselves. That'll do it for us. Buy your pucks and paddles tickets at 985thesportshub.com. Bye.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.